Here's Charlie McCarthy. Especially for all you soldiers, sailors, marines, and Coast Guardsmen of the United Nations, here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy with Ray Noble, his orchestra and chorus, and songs by lovely Anita Ellis.
Ray Noble and his orchestra with Ernie Newton and the chorus bring us a love song with a Latin flavor, Amor.
Amor. To whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow other nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word. I'm
another birthday has come and gone. As we travel down the road of life, each year we add another milestone.
Yeah. Boy, what a rock pile you must have.
Well, the important thing is that I'm healthy and I'm happy.
Yes. Well, you might as well make the best of it.
You're only old once.
Yes.
Well, I'm not old.
Really?
No. Although I admit I, of course, am not as young as I used to be.
No. And I don't think you ever were.
Well.
Incidentally, just how old are you,
Baggy?
What's that?
You heard me. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes.
Well,
I'm watching the cagey. All right.
Well, I must confess that I am dribbling into my 30s.
Yeah. Oh, cut it out. Dribbling into the 30s?
Yes.
You are flopping over into the 40s.
Young man, presents are more in order than insults. And by the way, you led me to believe that you were going to give me a birthday cake.
Well, I did intend to.
Well, that's fine.
I baked one, you know.
You did?
Mm-hmm. With my own little pinky.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. But why didn't I get to eat it?
Well, I didn't want it to be your last
birthday. Oh, I see. Well, what kind was it you baked?
Well, the first I thought I was going to make you a chocolate cake.
Chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very nice.
Yes, sir. They don't show dirt.
No, they don't.
But instead, I baked a pound cake.
A pound cake.
Mm.
And it didn't turn out so well?
No, it didn't. I guess I didn't pound it enough.
Well, that's all right, Charlie. I had a very nice birthday.
Did you do pretty well on the gift?
Yes. Someone sent me a horoscope.
A horoscope?
No.
Razor soap. No. What'd you say? Horoscope. Oh, I see. It's a complete description of my character. Yeah? Yes. Do they allow that kind of stuff in the mail?
You don't understand, Charlie. According to my horoscope, I'm Aquarius, the water bearer.
Uh-huh. Well, you certainly got the tank for it. Well, now...
Nevertheless, Charlie, according to Aquarius, I am kind and generous.
Yeah?
Yes.
You made a bum out of him, didn't you?
Yes. I take it from what you say that you don't believe in astrology.
It is ridiculous, you know. It is nothing but nincompoopery.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll prove there's something to it. Ray.
Yes, sir.
Ray, we were talking about astrology. Mm-hmm. Say, what sign were you born under?
Oh, well, I must have been born under the neon sign.
Oh, that's all right.
Ask me why.
All right. Why?
Just because I'm so terribly bright.
Oh, isn't that a little Capricorn-y? All right.
Ray, I was telling Charlie that I was born under the sign of Aquarius. That's the water bearer.
Does that mean you're all wet, old boy?
No.
And a joke of the first water.
Yes, made by a drip. Well, now.
Both of you cut it out. Charlie, the whole theory of astrology is based on the signs of the zodiac.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what they are?
Well, there's Leo the lion.
That's right.
Mickey the mouse and Bergen the crab. That's right.
I'll explain it to you. Suppose we look at the zodiac as an enormous pie.
Mm-hmm. What kind of pie?
Oh, it's a hypothetical pie.
Oh. I'd rather hope it might have been custard.
No.
Maybe next time?
Maybe next time, yeah. Now, I cut this pie into 12 pieces.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what happens?
I get the smallest piece.
No.
Usually comes out that way.
Jolly. Now, I'm afraid you don't know anything about the solar system.
I don't. I do.
You do?
I fell in it once.
The what?
Stellar sister?
No. No, I was speaking of the planets. What do you know about, what do you know about Mars?
Mars?
Yes.
Well, it's, let's see, Mars, he don't, and those, he don't, and those, he don't.
Anita Ellis now lends her voice to a modern ballad that tells of a lasting love, I'll Be Around.
I'll be around no matter how you treat me now. Oh.
the orchestra and chorus and Ernest Newton bring us a song that tells of a tropic love, Point Sienna.
Poinciana, somehow I feel the jungle heat. Within me, there grows a rhythmic havoc beat.
Love is everywhere.
Its magic perfume fills the air.
Joyful way,
my heart in time I've learned to care.
Edgar, didn't I hear that you and Charlie got a little mixed up last week at some barber shop?
Well, it wasn't much, Bill. I just took Charlie in to get his hair cut, you know, and, well, we were just sitting there waiting our turn when...
Burgess.
Yes.
We've been waiting in his barber shop for 20 minutes.
Yes.
It's slow, aren't they? It's awful slow around here.
Yes, I don't know as I like this barbershop, Charlie.
I don't either.
It's rather untidy in here.
Why?
Well, look at that mess on the floor over there.
Yeah, well, Bergen, that's hair.
Yeah. Hair?
Yes, hair. That's the stuff I've been telling you about.
Yes, I know.
Which one of you chaps is next?
Oh, are you our barber?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I'd rather hope that we'd have the number one chair.
Oh, no, you're like me. I'm not a barber that talks a lot.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that.
But I am very droll. I'll make you laugh while you wait.
I'm sorry, we can't wait that long.
Yes.
Then you did go to barber college.
Oh, rather, yes, why? I was head squirt on the hair tonic team.
Mm-hmm. That boy is just as sharp as a razor.
Oh, there's just no stopping me.
Well, that's really neither here nor there. Tell me, do you cater to an exclusive clientele here?
Oh, yes, one of my best customers is W.C. Fields.
Oh.
W.C. Fields?
That's the one.
You mean the fellow with the 1,000-watt geezer?
Charlie. There will be none of that.
Oh, there won't.
No.
We took an oath.
Oh, that's right. We did, yeah.
I can't help it, Bergen. Every time that guy sticks his nose in the door, I see red.
Well, I know. Well, now, come now. Let's hope that we can avoid meeting him here.
Yes, let's hope so, yes.
No, it'll only lead to trouble.
That should be true.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When I wore a tulip, then I drank my tulip. And I got a big red nose. Oh, screwy, oh, screwy, oh, screwy, oh.
Hawaiian cowboy.
W.T. Fields, hello. hello, Edgar.
If it isn't up to me. The original half-man, half-nose, well.
Well, Charlie McCarthy, the woodpecker's pin-up boy.
Listen, Charlie, temper can't handle it. I got it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Tell me, Bill, what brings you in here this fine, sunshiny day?
Fine, sunshiny day? Yes, it's me. I saw this sign out in front, Edgar. It says, Beautiful Saloon.
Oh. No, Bill. That's Beauty Salon. That's what it says. Beauty Salon.
Oh. Well, as long as you're here, Bill, you can talk to me while Charlie's getting his hair cut.
You know, Edgar, it's touching to see your affection for the little nipper. It strikes a tender chord in my heart.
Oh, thank you, Bill. You know, I thought you didn't like children.
Oh, not at all, Edgar. I love children. I can remember when, with my own little unsteady legs, I traveled from room to room.
When was that, last night?
Quiet, Wormwood, or I'll whittle you down to a coat hanger.
Yeah. Well, now, Bill, now, please, let's not start that, huh? What do you say? Let's not start it.
Yeah, I won't.
All right.
Mr. Fields, can I ask you a question?
Now, go right ahead, my little chum. Stay on.
Tell me, what makes your nose so red?
That's a very good question, Charles. My scarlet proboscis is the result of an unfortunate accident in my youth.
Oh. What did you do? Fall off the wagon?
No.
Very funny, very funny. Tell me, Charles, is it true your father was a geek-legged table?
If it is, your father was under it all.
Why, you stunted spruce. I'll throw a Japanese beetle on you.
Why, you barfly, you. I'll stick a wig in your mouth and use you for an alcohol lamp with all.
I won't have any talk like that around here.
But he called me.
I don't care what he calls you. I want you to apologize to Mr. Fields.
Apologize? Yes. I just got through laying him out.
Yeah, I know you did. Nevertheless, you tell him your story.
Oh, all right. Mr. Fields, I'm sorry. Very sorry.
Trying to speculate on me. Don't waste your breath, Edgar. Everything you tell that kid goes in one smart hole and out the other.
Bill, why is it that you two always fight?
Oh, I'm sorry, Edgar. I forgot myself for the nonce. It's not like me. I'm a changed man lately. Been leading an entirely new life.
Yeah, well, the stuff is really hard to get nowadays.
I presume you're referring to the alcohol shortage.
Yes.
Well, you shouldn't complain, Bill, because alcohol is very important these days.
Yes. You know, always has been.
Yes, but I'm trying to point out that it is now being used for ammunition.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Yes.
Why, I read where there are 2 ounces of alcohol in a bullet and 10 ounces of alcohol in a hand grenade.
Shake hands with an old blockbuster. Yeah.
All right. Which one of you buzzards is next?
Who is this baby creature?
Quiet, knob nose. I'm a lady barber.
Lady barber, eh? Madam, did anyone ever tell you were a vision of loveliness?
Why, yes.
They lied.
Well, come over here and sit down. You act like you're scared of me.
I can't help it. I always shy at dog boy.
That's telling you, Mr. Veal. That's telling her.
Ah, shut up, you little brat.
Quiet, you tonsorial Amazon. Or I'll wash your mouth out with water. What filthy stuff.
Stick him up for the kid, huh?
Certainly, I'll defend my little pal Charles with my last breath.
You've certainly got a powerful weapon.
You can't talk to Mr. Fields that way. I'll show you. Let's wreck the joint. What do you say?
Well, I'm going to call the police.
He's got to call the police. Yes, before the bottle of mother.
Sing it, Frank. Sing it, Frankie. That's some voice you got there, Mr. Fields.
Oh, thank you, Charles. In my younger days, I used to sing tenor in a quartet.
Yeah?
Had a range of 4 octaves and 10 martinis. Not counting the olives.
What do you say? Let's try out the pipes, huh?
Okay.
The cops.
Let's take it on the lamb, Saul.
Yes.
Clang, clang, clang.
Clang,
turn now to the lovely voice of Anita Ellen. Back this way, Anita.
Thank you, Bill. Tonight I'd like to sing one of my favorite Rodgers and Hart melodies. It's Where or When from Babes and Arms. Like this before, we looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happened for the first time seem to be happening again. that we have met before and loved before and loved before. But who knows we have met before and loved before and loved before. But who knows where?
What is the bargain?
Yes, Mortimer Snurf.
Oh, hold up.
What is it that brings you here?
Well, Mr. Goodwin said that I could make an announcement about next week.
Well, I think that's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us, who's going to be here next week?
Well, it's going to be Miss, Dorothy Lamour?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah?
Yes, that's right, Dorothy Lamour.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Isn't that wonderful?
I think I'll bring her a present.
Well, that's fine. What are you going to bring her?
Well, how about those legs from the forearm?
That would be very good.
Mm-hmm. They're hard to get, you know.
Yes, they are. You're a farmer, Mortimer, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us, why are eggs so hard to get now?
Well, you see, with a meat shortage, a lot of my chickens are going to pop.
Oh, I see. Well, how much do you sell your eggs?
Well, I get about 60 cents a dozen for the big ones.
Uh-huh. And for the small ones?
80 cents.
80 cents. Why do you ask more for the small eggs?
Well, they're harder to find.
Harder to find. Well... Well, now, don't you worry about that. I know that Miss Lamour is a very charming actress and the quintessence of feminine pulchritude.
Well, it's all right. None of us is perfect. No.
I'm the dish you are to savor, something warm and something new.
Oh,
Broadcast of the Charlie McCarthy Show is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.